With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. China's military appears to be up to something near Taiwan. Another military drill or something more ominous?
Military jets were seen taking off and landing at an airbase in Taiwan. Taiwan's defense ministry says it's detected a dozen Chinese naval ships and around 47 military planes in the past 24 hours, but no live fire activity, as in previous drills. A spokesperson says China's navy's creating two walls, one at Taiwan's perimeter and another outside the first island chain, which extends south from Japan and through Taiwan to the Philippines. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A Syrian opposition group claims that Israel has carried out a wave of heavy airstrikes across Syria as its troops advance deeper into the country. Israel denies its forces are advancing toward Damascus after they earlier moved into a buffer zone inside of Syria. Also at SRNNews.com, jailed in Pennsylvania, awaiting extradition to New York. The suspect in last week's fatal shooting of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson in Manhattan.
NYPD Chief of Detectives Joseph Kenny described the suspect.
He has been identified as Luigi Nicholas Mangione. He's a male, 26 years old. He was born and raised in Maryland, and his last known address was Honolulu, Hawaii.
Mangione was taken into custody after police got a tip that he had been spotted at a McDonald's in Pennsylvania. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
Crews are battling a wildfire raging in Malibu, California, near Pepperdine University. It's prompting evacuations. Students sheltering at the library early today watched as the sky turned deep red. The L.A. County Fire Department estimates at least 2.8 square miles has burned so far. On Wall Street, Dow futures are down 101 points. This is SRN News. Congress will consider a ban on sex change operations for kids.
Republican Senator Roger Marshall of Kansas has introduced the Safeguarding the Overall Protection of Minors Act. It would make it illegal for a doctor to perform sex change surgery on anybody under the age of 18. Marshall says, quote, "The days of demented doctors and activists getting rich off mutilating and sterilizing children are over." A growing number of states have already passed their own measures outlawing such procedures on children. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The fate of pro-life laws and those having to do with LGBT issues will be decided by state Supreme Courts, and many of them were altered by this year's election. Republicans expanded their majorities on the Supreme Courts of both North Carolina and Ohio. In Arizona, conservative justices survived a campaign to oust them over their decision to revive a long-buried abortion ban. The high courts in Texas also became more conservative. This is SRN News. Speaker Mike Johnson makes remarks about PBS and Planned Parenthood.
House Speaker Mike Johnson recently revealed plans to cut federal funding for PBS and Planned Parenthood. Johnson suggested some spending changes could come from the White House through executive orders, while legislative changes would require consensus in Congress. He described the effort as a, quote, generational opportunity to reduce the regulatory state and promote individual freedom. Johnson said, quote, "Now some of this will be done by executive order out of the White House. He has a broad authority to do a lot of that. But where Congress is involved, that's where it takes the hard work of legislation and getting everybody on the same page." Bernie Bennett, Washington.
It appears his prospects for confirmation are improving. President-elect Trump's nominee for Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth has had another meeting with Republican Senator Joni Ernst. She calls the meeting encouraging, while Hegseth is describing it as very good. More details, SRNNews.com.